Can we stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Moving on to item two, board update. Nothing from here other than I just want to publicly thank everyone that reported at the committee of the whole for all the hard work they put in this summer. Definitely not been a normal summer, hasn't been a normal end of the school year, but I can tell that our staff, our administrative staff, have put in a lot of hours, a lot of thought, before work hours, after work hours, more than likely staying up at night thinking about things. And I truly appreciate what they do because it changes every day, you know, and they're changing weather and they're doing a fabulous job. You know, I only see a fraction of it, but I just want to thank everyone that's put in the work. Mr. Addis, Ms. Hagenbusch as well. You know, when I talk to you, it's nonstop, but we appreciate it. I just want you to know that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Item three, district report.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Inks. I'll just talk a little bit. I too want to reach out and say thank you to the administrative team that's worked really hard all summer long. We've been a singular focus, and that is the safe return to education for our kids and our technology, our curriculum, our operations. It's been a very rewarding and full summer, as we prepare for what's next. As we talked a little bit about in committee in the whole, and as we've talked to the school district all summer long, you know, we've had this push to see what August is going to look like for our kids. I think at no time during March did we still anticipate we would deal with this in the next school year. In fact, we were all looking forward to getting past at that time the next 2 weeks and then two more weeks and numbers. And here we are in August still dealing with the same thing. And I want to thank the community. The community has been so engaged in all of our surveys. They were so engaged in the Google form that Mrs. Wagler put together. We had over 2,000 of our students registered for classes over the 2,500. And then we reached out again to our community just to let them know of the process. We never really worried about, I always want the people feeling like we're working hard for them. I never ask them to agree with the process, but the district's desire to get to a point where we were fully equipped with data, fully equipped with our own experience and our feelings, thoughts from other school districts of collaboration, and we just, we've tried to keep them abreast of everything, and we feel like we're going to get to a place where we believe we're going to put our kids in the absolute best situation. We know as we move forward and make decisions, we'll have less agreement with, decisions that we're going to make. And we're 100% okay with that. We realize that. We're in emotional time. But we are going to make a decision that we believe will safely educate the students of this school district. Their safety is a priority for us. Their education is a priority for us. And, the remote plan that I'm recommending, the learning plan that I'm recommending to the board tonight gives us the ability to look at a full schedule, look at a hybrid schedule, look at a remote schedule. You know, I can share with our community tonight that after looking at our numbers and further discussions, we're going to spend the next little bit of time, small amount of time, really looking at whether hybrid or remote learning is best for this group of kids. And I promise a decision to them very soon. I have some really important meetings tomorrow with people that assist this district in the way that we think and looking at the numbers. So we're going to reach out to them very soon with the final decision. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Addison. We appreciate that. Ms. Hagenbusch, did anything good? No, not this time.
No, thanks.
Okay. Item four, public participation. Mr. Dobbins doesn't have one out there. Item five, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. On to item six, board business. Can I have a motion to approve the following policies, numbers 1 through 7?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item seven, approval of minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the regular minute, the minutes from the regular board meeting July 13th, 2020?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passed 5-0. Item eight, treasurer's recommendations. Can I get a motion to approve letters A through G?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. On to item nine, superintendent's recommendation under personnel. Can I get a motion to approve letter A, items 1 through 8?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Inks, yeah, you know, any, we have a couple of retirements on here, and obviously we want to thank those people for serving our school district. In particular, Donna Vance is retiring as a PE teacher. I don't know how long Donna was in our school district, but I do know every time I was down at NES and saw her engaged with her kids, she was really active with them, always had a smile on her face. So I want to congratulate her on her retirement. You know, it's not always an easy decision. So you're sad to see people go, but you're happy for their decisions as well. So I want to wish her the best of luck in her retirement.
Good. Thank you. Ms. Hagenbusch, can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Can I get a motion to approve letter B, the reduction of classified educational aid positions, items 1 through 4?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I get a motion to approve letters C through E?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
No? Yeah, I just want to let the district know that Rachel Smith, and I know Jeanette gave us an update during the committee on the whole. Rachel Smith is our new speech-language pathologist, and she is now a district employee. This has been an outside service for the district for a number of years, so we're excited to bring this position to the school district. And great. Congratulations to Rachel. Great. If you approve her.
Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 5-0. Congratulations. Can I get a motion to approve letter F?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Can I get a motion to approve letters G through L?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Sorry. Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I get a motion to approve letter M?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Wobble?
Abstain.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with one abstain. Can I get a motion to approve letters N and O?
So moved.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wobble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. All right. Can I get a motion to approve letter P, letter of understanding between Norton City School District Board of Education and the Norton Classroom Teachers Association, attachment P?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wobble?
Abstain.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with one abstain. Can I get a motion to approve letter Q? So the Norton City School District Return to Learn Plans for 2020-2021 school year, including the revised school calendar.
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion?
Mr. Inks, the remote learning plan is something that the district is required to submit to the state. So all of our parents received this plan back in July, the entire plan, which allotted for us to continue to work through whatever the district decides. But I wanted to make sure that remote learning plan specifically, you were aware that that goes to the state for approval.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Ms. Hagenbusch, can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wobble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I get a letter to approve, or can I get a motion to approve letters R through BB?
So moved.
Second.
And is there any discussion?
Stephanie, you want to talk about final forms at all for our community? Do you want me to?
Go ahead. I can't see anything.
So we're going to bring final forms to our school community, and hopefully some people are listening. We're going to eventually be in a position where we're not going to have exchanges of papers. We're not going to have forms that our parents have to fill out year in and year out. So these will be online forms that when, whether it's registering their child or filling out an emergency medical form, a change of address, rather than acquiring a new piece of paper, filling it out and turning it in, they will go online and make the changes there. So it will be a transition for us this year, going from paper to online. We think it's something that's safer for our families, but the efficiency that this district will see with this move, it will assist our families and our district greatly. Thank you.
And if all goes well, it should be up and running by the beginning of school.
Great.
There will be some parental work that we have to do, from tutoring videos or to make sure that they're comfortable with what we're doing, but we'll provide that.
Okay. Thank you. Mrs. Engbush, can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wobble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes 5-0. On item 10, superintendent report.
I've talked enough.
You've talked enough, Stephen. Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you for all your talking.
You need a second to that?
All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please. Is there any discussion? I'm sorry.
Mrs. Wobble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0. We're adjourned.